Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Erin Bulchy is a Veteran Services Officer in South Dakota. She heads South Dakota Joining Forces, which helps community members across the state access the resources they need. She joins us now in the SDPP studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Erin Bulchy, welcome.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
And
tell me what South Dakota Joining Forces is.
Well, the intent of South Dakota Joining Forces is an initiative to help the state's veterans, service members, and their families navigate the maze of programs and services to get them through the right door at the right time. You know, we're looking to enhance state's abilities to meet behavioral health care needs by increasing access to appropriate care, closing gaps in the system, increasing interagency communications, and, you know, building on collaboration with resources and communities.
All right. So what does it look like? Are people sort of, the resources are there and folks are having a hard time really plugging into them because they don't maybe have the awareness that they're there? Are the resources building over time and there's more resources that were in the state 5 years ago? What are your thoughts?
It looks like education is key. We are so lucky here in Sioux Falls that we have the VA, we have the service organizations, we have the vet centers. Not every community has what we have here. And so what we're doing is we're looking to branch out into different communities that don't have these resources and find out what resources are actually available to them. 21 communities have already started working on being established as South Dakota Joining Forces communities. And we're looking to have, you know, my goal is to have every community be a South Dakota Joining Forces community at some point.
So how does a community join? How complicated is it for your town?
It is so easy. I am so looking forward to meeting with different communities in the state of South Dakota, getting them together, collaborating together, figuring out the needs of what their communities, what they need and what they have to offer. So that we can build a network and a resource center and have somebody stand up and say, I want to be the point of contact, or have a business be the point of contact. So if a veteran comes in and they are looking for something, they know to go talk to, you know, this gentleman over here or this business, and they can set him in the right direction.
So it could be as simple as the library or the hardware store. Could
absolutely
be something like that.
Absolutely.
Huh. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Are other states doing this, or is this something?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, a couple different states around us have some type of initiative that they're doing on their own. You know, Minnesota has the Yellow Ribbon. Fargo or North Dakota, they've started a new initiative as well up there. So I really look forward to reaching out to some of those states and those communities and finding out what works for them and what doesn't. But I think essentially, I just need to meet with the communities here and figure out what South Dakota veterans and families need, and then put those people in the right places at the right time.
Is there a community that's already sort of up and running? And you can say, for example, in this town, they've had success like this, or is it all pretty new?
From what I have gathered, it looks like Sturgis is a really good community. They have a lot of excitement there and a lot of people who have stepped up and wanted to do it. A lot of the communities are in their initial stages, and so a lot of follow-up will need to be done in the future. But I'm so excited to meet with these people and figure out what they need and what we can do to help them establish themselves as a community, a South Dakota Joining Forces community.
So how does South Dakota Joining Forces intersect with the veteran service officers and tribal veteran service officers?
Well, I think that the county and tribal service officers are a great starting point for veterans if they don't have a South Dakota Joining Forces community representative at this point. That's what I'm going to start with, essentially, when I'm breaking into these communities and trying to figure out what the needs are. Those guys and gals are great resources for our veterans and for their families for education. And then also, you know, going through the claims processes and stuff like that. But there are other organizations in South Dakota that are doing really great things for veterans. And I'm really excited about aligning myself with them to help each other out. You know, we got 211. They have the Courage to Call. That we have the Sea of Goodwill up in Watertown. And they are doing some really great things. And I can't wait to piggyback off of them and see what we can do to work together to enhance the lives of the veterans and their families in South Dakota.
All right. Why do you care so much?
Because I'm a veteran.
I knew that going in.
Yeah. I've been working with the State Department for 2 years. And I really see a need. And I love doing benefits presentations and having people come up to me and say, hey, my dad's a Vietnam vet and he's never been to the VA. What can we do? or somebody who, you know, they served overseas and they don't know what's happening in this, you know, stateside, and they don't know what's available to them. So education is something that I love doing to enhance veterans' lives, because it all starts with, you know, a little bit of knowledge.
And what service were you in?
I was in the Army.
In the Army. Yes. And served where?
Can I served with the 1st Armored Division in Wiesbaden, Germany.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And so people who join, that's not why you join. You don't sit around. And I wonder if that's part of the, you don't sit around on active duty when you're out in the field, you know, doing whatever you do and say, someday we'll get benefits.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I get home, I'm going to go call my veterans and find out what benefits. It's just not something you talk about. You serve to serve.
Exactly.
And I wonder if that's part of, you know, the challenge or the obstacle that you have to overcome, is that many of these people haven't thought about after they got out.
Well, people have different situations when they get out. You may have been stop loss, and when you are getting back from deployment, they're rushing you through, and then you're kind of left out there in left field saying, well, now what? Where do I go? And so I think that education, when the transition officers and the transition people in the military, they have a key role in that next phase for veterans. But then if it goes in one ear and out the other, you know, what do we do then? So
Erin Balti is a veteran services officer in South Dakota. We'll put some links up on our website after the program, including a link to the National Center for PTSD.